Would the Senate please come to order? Would members please vote to signify their presence? Senator Halpern?
Vote shows 19 members present. Senator Taylor is excused and will call the Senate today.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. If members would please stand. Our chaplain this morning is Pastor Leon Thompson of the Chapel by the Lake Church.
Please join me in prayer. Creator God, help each of us this moment to remember the words of the psalmist concerning God. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with me. Each of us, in our own way, take a moment to be still and remember our world and the troubled spots, especially at this time, Kosovo and Iraq. Thank you for hearing our prayers, O God. May each of us take a moment to remember our nation and pray for our leaders in government. Thank you for hearing our prayer, O God. Let us take a moment to remember our state and the task to which this body has been elected. Thank you for hearing our prayers, O God. Let us take a moment to remember family and friends in need of help. Thank you for hearing our prayers, O God. Throughout this day, may each of us take moments from the day amongst the noise that surrounds us and be still to call upon the presence and strength of God in our lives. We offer these prayers to the one who gives life. Amen.
Senator Pete Kelly, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, that prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as the correctness of the journal for the 71st legislative day.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is certified. That brings us to introduction of guests. Might be easier to have all of them just stand up and do it themselves, but we'll try this. Senator Ellis.
I agree, Madam President, but let me be first introduced a very distinguished constituent of mine. We hail from different political parties, but he's never failed to have a kind word and helpful suggestion. He's a former senator, former president of the state senate, a very successful business owner, and an outstanding captain. Please help me welcome former Senator Brad Phillips.
Captain Senator, sir, as a former leader of this body and senator, you do have the privilege of the floor if you have anything you'd like to share with us.
I appreciate that very much, and I just wanted to tell you that the biggest shock in coming back here is I saw my high school picture.
Senator Wilkin.
Madam President, if you didn't notice, ABA's in town. You know that because half the gallery has tans. I have three constituents. I got my button on. In the Miller Gallery, Madam President, three constituents and three friends. I'd like to introduce them. First, from Chino Hot Springs Resort, Kathy Hedges. Kathy. Also, the jewel of Alaska Airlines in Fairbanks, Miss Denise Bree. And from Northern Alaska Tour Company, Mr. Matt Atkinson. Please welcome them to the Senate.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. I also have some constituents from ABA, and I have in the Ziegler Gallery, Charlene Berg from Alaska Windsongs Lodge, and in the Miller's Gallery, I have Kathy Hallfrick from ABA Fairbanks, and I have Frank Rose from the Alaska Lodge Management, and I have one other individual from a company that I'm somewhat familiar with down here representing Santa Claus House is Daryl Carnley.
Senator Torgerson.
Thank you, Madam President. Also with the ABA group, but not quite as tan. They've been home doing their work. is Kathy Tarr, DeRosa Farrell, Louis Bencardino, and DDK. Please help me welcome them to the Senate.
Senator Parnell, are yours tan?
Madam President, my visitor is tan. in the Ziegler Gallery, please help me welcome Chris von Imhoff of the Alyeska Resort, Alyeska Prince Hotel. And I do want to compliment Chris because he's in touch a lot with my office and with other legislators.
Senator Ward.
Thank you, Madam President. In the Miller Gallery, I'd like to introduce a constituent of mine, the Executive Director of the Alaska Visitor Association, Tina Lindrid. If we can show welcome her. And, Madam President, in the Ziegler Gallery behind me, I have a tanned one. Ron Bradley is Chairman of the Bradley Reed Communications. We can welcome him.
Senator Pete Kelly.
Thank you, Madam President. Coming from one of the places in Alaska where you can get a tan without leaving home, Fairbanks, I have two guests from my district, also with the Visitors Association. That's Brett Carlson from the Northern Alaska Tour Company and Sheila Romero from the Fairbanks Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Senator Lincoln.
I won't go there. representing the AVA and in Gakona, the Greater Copper Valley Chamber of Commerce, a good friend of mine, a good Republican, Alan LeMaster. and my other constituent, Matt Cornell, who is with the Valdez Convention and Visitors Bureau in Valdez and Tourism Works.
Senator Green.
Yes, Madam President, today we have as a guest page Ursula Arno, who has allowed her father, Rod Arno, to join her today in Juneau. Ursula is a member of the Palmer High School, and if you'd help me welcome Ursula and her father, Rod.
Senator Green, do you have further introductions?
In the Ziegler's Gallery, we have some folks here with the tourism group. Steve Mahay of Mahay's Riverboat Service, if you would stand and remain standing. Sandra White of Talkeetna Air Service and Jerry Roble of Mat-Su Convention and Visitors Bureau, if you'd help me welcome them.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. A couple of other special guests with AVA here helping us with the Millennium Plan. Please help me welcome Ken Crass and Tamara Kennedy, please.
Senator Lehman.
Madam President, I have a constituent I'd like to welcome. Todd Everling from the First National Bank of Anchorage is here.
Senator Matthews.
Madam President,
I guess I get to take up the slack for everyone else. Well, yeah, in addition to the Millennium Plan legislation, I have to make sure everybody else gets introduced here as well, I guess. First of all, Madam President, I tried to cross off the ones that were introduced already. Some of these senators may not have been aware that they had arrived, but Tony Walker is your constituent from Logistic in Anchorage in the Miller's Gallery, if you can stand. Buckwheat Donahue from the city of Skagway, who is my constituent and a very famous individual that has the Buckwheat Ski Classic, and I guess I could just say a very colorful man within the tourism industry. I'd like to welcome him. Also, Gary Zimmerman from Avis Rent-A-Car in District J. Peggy McNeese from the AVA. Carolyn Sanders, I hope I said that right. Terry Hendricks from AVA. Alan LeMaster was already just introduced. Karen Perlberg from Seward Chamber. Kelly Dindinger Hill from Westmark Hotel, I believe Senator Parnell's constituent. Vicki Malone from Ceres Tourism. Dennis McConnell from Era Aviation. Roger Segley. And I believe I got them all. If not, whoever else didn't get introduced, stand up and welcome to the room.
Senator Halpert.
Just one from my district.
Julie Stoffe.
Anybody? Senator Donnelly.
I think they were
others to be introduced. I don't think Linda Melchant from my district was introduced, Linda. And also Dwayne Epton. Dwayne, did you get introduced? Are you here today? Okay.
Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no House messages.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Are there standing committee reports?
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 9, PERS credit for non-certificated employees, recommends the Hess Committee substitute. Signed, do pass. Senators Torkerson, Parnell, co-chair. Senators Phillips, Green, Pete Kelly, Adams, and Wilkin. Senators Lehman and Domley signed no recommendation. Fiscal and attached. Senate Bill number 9 has no further referral.
Rules.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill 52 relating to competition and the provision of local exchange telephone service. Recommends a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute. Sign a no recommendation. Senator Mackey, chair. Senators Hoffman, Kelly. Senators Lehman and Donnelly sign due pass. Fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 52 has no further referral.
52 picked up with fiscal note. It has to go to Finance.
Transportation Committee considered House Bill number 2 relating to issuance of a motor vehicle registration plate or two parking permit for a person who is disabled. Signed, due pass, Senator Ward, Chair, Senators Halford, Pierce, zero fiscal note. House Bill number 2 has no further referral.
Rules.
Transportation Committee considered CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill 12, Finance amended, relating to a utility corridor and railroad right-of-way between the Alaska Railroad and Alaska-Canada border. Signed, due pass, Senator Ward, Chair, Senators Halford, Pierce, Senator Lincoln, signed no recommendation, zero fiscal notes. CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill 12, Finance amended, has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 51, barbers, hairdressers, and manicurists. Senate Bill 87, requiring a license to sell rental car insurance, recommends calendar. Sound the report. Senator Tim Kelly, chair. Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Senator Ellis signed under other recommendations. Rules Committee considered CS for House Joint Resolution number 28, resources, requesting the National Marine Fisheries Service and the United States Congress act immediately to reverse the decline of the Cook Inlet beluga whale population. Recommends calendar and due pass. Sign the report. Senator Kelly, Senator Tim Kelly, chair. Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Senator Ellis signed under other recommendation. The bills in this resolution appear on today's calendar, Madam President. Those are all the standing committee reports.
Are there special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions this morning.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill number 126 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to reduction in payments to individuals under certain benefit programs and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 127 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to scholarships to attend the University of Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Hess, State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 128 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the Storage Tank Assistance Fund, eliminating the grant portion of a program relating to risk management, containment, corrective action, and cleanup of underground petroleum storage tank systems, and replacing the grant portion with a loan program relating to discharges from underground petroleum storage tank systems and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill number 129 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the Alaska Marine Highway System vessel, motor vessel Malaspina, and providing for an effective date.
Transportation, Finance.
And those are all the bills for introduction this morning.
That brings us to consideration of the day of the calendar, Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill number 51 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, relating to barbers, hairdressers, manicurists, and cosmetologists, and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill recommends the committee substitute. Signed, no recommendation. Senator Mackey, Chair, Senators Donnelly and Hoffman, signed, due pass. Senator Tim Kelly, fiscal notes. Finance Committee considered the bill recommends the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute. Signed, due pass. Senators Torkerson, Parnell, co-chair. Senators Phillips, Adams, Wilkin, and Lehman. Senator Green signed amend DEC fiscal note. Senator Donnelly signed, no recommendation. Bills recommends calendar. Signed, report. Senator Tim Kelly, chair. Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Senator Ellis signed under other recommendations. There's a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Labor and Commerce version be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Labor and Commerce CS has been adopted. Madam Secretary.
CS for Senate Bill number 51, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee. I have no amendments.
Would the Senate please stand at ease? Would the Senate please come back to order? We're in second reading on Senate Bill 51 with no amendments before us. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for SB 51, Labor and Commerce, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
Garcia, Senate Bill 51, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to barbers, hairdressers, manicures, and cosmetologists, providing that the only qualification necessary for licensure as a manicurist, other than payment of fees, is completion of a class that is 12 hours in duration, addresses relevant health, safety, and hygiene concerns, and is offered through a school approved by the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, and providing for effective date.
It's quite a title. Is there debate? Senator Lehman.
Madam President, I didn't say anything under second reading because I think it's probably just technical in nature, but the title is not consistent anymore with the text. We have now changed the naming of cosmetologists to aestheticians, and I think probably the drafters can pick up that change, and I would just suggest that. I just point it out.
Senator Halford, were you seeking the floor?
Well, I just didn't want to let this major piece of anti-crime legislation pass without pointing out that we are creating two new Class B misdemeanors. I notice we don't have any fiscal note from corrections on that, so I assume there won't be long sentences for those Class B misdemeanors. However, if someone should commit those terrible crimes and then find themselves in any way incarcerated during a qualifying year, they would, of course, under existing law, lose their permanent fund dividend. This is a very serious crime and needs to be taken very seriously. Obviously, manicuring without a license is a serious threat to the public health and safety of the state.
Senator Pete Kelly.
I do have a question. In the committee process, did it ever come up what the cost of this of these 12 hours of schooling would be?
Of the what?
Schooling.
Of the 12 hours. Senator Tim Kelly.
Not directly, no, because there is no 12-hour class as we have right now, but the whole controversy on licensing manicurists was that there was general consensus that manicurists should be licensed. The divisiveness was in how long should they have to go to school and how much should it cost. There was a school of folks out there that wanted that basic $3,500 course, you know, which would require the student loan and everything else. Our concern, my concern, was safety, hygiene, infectious diseases, that type of stuff, and we felt that that could be taken care of in a 12-hour course. It can't cost a whole lot for a 12-hour course, but those courses are yet to be developed.
Are we ready? The question is, shall committee substitute Senate Bill 51, Labor and Commerce, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? The secretary lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Committee substitute Senate Bill 51, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate. The vote was 17 yeas and 1 nay. Senator Mackey, there are more than one effective date.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective dates clauses.
Hearing no objection, the vote on final passage of committee substitute Senate Bill 51, Labor and Commerce, will be considered the final vote on the effective date clauses. Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill number 87 by the Labor and Commerce Committee by request, an act requiring a license to sell rental car insurance. Labor and Commerce Committee considers the bill, recommends the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute. Signed, do pass, Senator Mackey, Chair, Senators Lehman, Kelly, and Donnelly. Senator Hoffman, signed, no recommendation. Judiciary Committee considers the bill, signed, do pass, Senator Taylor, signed, no recommendation. Senators Torgerson, Donnelly, and Ellis. Rules recommends calendar. Senate report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Senator Ellis signed under other recommendations as Labor and Commerce Committee substitute.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the Labor and Commerce CS be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute has been adopted.
CS for Senate Bill number 87, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee. I have no amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that CS for SB 87, Labor and Commerce, be considered in gross, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill number 87, Labor and Commerce, an act requiring a license to sell rental car insurance.
Is there debate? Question is, shall committee substitute Senate Bill 87, Labor and Commerce, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Would the secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Would the secretary please record the roll? Committee substitute, Senate Bill 87, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate. The vote was 18 yeas and 0 nays. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Joint Resolution Number 28 Resources by the House Resources Committee, requesting that the National Marine Fisheries Service and the United States Congress act immediately to reverse the decline of the Cook Inlet beluga whale population and to regulate the harvest of the beluga whales in Cook Inlet until the beluga whale population has recovered. Rules Committee considers the bill, recommends calendar and due pass, and reports Senator Kelly, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations. Senator Ellis, I have no amendments. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that CS for HDR 28 resources be held in second reading until tomorrow's calendar.
Hearing of Senator Adams.
There's no objection, Madam President. It's basically we'd like to look at the co-management provision on the cooking of Lugan respectfully asked for this, and there will be no reconsideration given tomorrow on this.
Is the objection to holding this in second reading to tomorrow's calendar? Hearing none, Committee Substitute House Joint Resolution 28 Resources will be before us in second reading on tomorrow's calendar. Madam Secretary, citations.
Citations honoring the Blue Devils, Mustang Hockey Association's Midget Tier 2 team in memoriam, Claire Fiji's.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. We have unfinished business this morning. Senator Green.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. I'm moving to ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the chair on Tuesday, April the 6th. Okay, 6th. And for personal business.
Hearing no objection, Senator Green will be excused on Tuesday. By the way, on Tuesday, our session will be at 3 o'clock. That will accommodate folks coming in on the flight coming up from Ketchikan and Wrangell and wherever. Point south. Further unfinished business. Are there announcements? Are there special orders? Senator Mackey.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow, April Fool's Day.
We're adjourned until 11 o'clock tomorrow.